From the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. The Atlanta Braves pennant chase starts this evening when they take on the St. Louis Cardinals at SunTrust Park. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The Braves return to the National League Division Series looking to avenge their playoff woes, and they'll get to do so with the first pitch being thrown at 5:02 p.m. and Friday at 4:37 p.m., which I.J. Rosenberg with Score Atlanta says isn't the best situation for the team or fans.
In a city that has as much traffic as we do, combine that with the hot weather, you know, it doesn't make the most pleasant playoff experience for you if you're going to your first playoff game, you know, at a 5:00 first pitch.
The Braves have lost 9 straight playoff series, with 2 of those losses coming at the hands of the Cardinals, most recently in 2012. In fact, they haven't made it past this round of the playoffs in 18 years. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
While many counties statewide are closing polling locations, one in Metro Atlanta is adding them ahead of the 2020 election. From Forsyth County, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Forsyth is adding 5 polling places to keep up with explosive population growth and increasing voter turnout. Elections Director Mandy Smith told the Elections Board she does not have an exact estimate of how many registered voters the county will have by November 2020.
I think you can look at the statistics, though, and see that we are not plateauing at all. We are not slowing down at all.
Forsyth's voter rolls have seen a 60% increase since 2010. Since 2012, more than a third of Georgia's 159 counties have closed polling places. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Cumming.
A Georgia officer has filed suit in federal court to force her employer to cover the costs of her gender reassignment-related health care. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Surgery is the next step in Houston County Sheriff's Deputy Anna Lang's transition, and her employer-provided insurance carrier has said that should be covered. Houston County disagrees, and since the county's denial of coverage, Lang says she's paid tens of thousands of dollars out of pocket for treatment her doctors say is medically necessary.
Like many transgender people, I have a medical condition known as gender dysphoria. The only way to cure gender dysphoria in my case is to medically transition.
Lang's legal team is the same which recently moved the Board of Regents of the University System of Georgia to change course on ensuring their employees in need of transgender-related health care. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
This is GPB.